This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Run game department, and that is everybody. That's players, coaches, the quarterback getting us into the right play, and then everybody executing, and the receivers blocking on the perimeter. So it's really all hands on deck type of thing when you're talking about having success in the run game.
All hands on deck for the Browns offense and for the Browns running game this weekend. According to Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, we do have Chris Jimenez joining us in about 40 minutes. We'll talk about the red hot Gardos. They sealed off the taking 3 out of 4 from the Royals last night. The White Sox are up next. Probably would be in their best interest to sweep these trash asses, but we'll talk with Chris Jimenez in 40 minutes. And right now, we are ensconced in the Browns-Ravens conversation. Our buddy Joe Merz on Twitter saying he does expect Quinshon Judkins to play this weekend.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Have we gotten to a point where we've all gone so far on this that we'll be disappointed if Quinshon, like, will we be mad if he doesn't play?
I won't be mad, but I'll be surprised at this point, because it will be what you suggested. It'll just be gamemanship by Kevin Stefanski, and it's just I just don't know. I don't know if necessarily that's what you need right now.
Yeah, the gamesmanship I like is when you don't know if a player's going to play and he plays. When right. You don't know if a player is going to play and he doesn't play, I find that tedious and annoying.
Now, I do think it's interesting, the expectations, because I think a lot of people are entering this game thinking Judkins is just going to be awesome right off the rip, and I think that's a little unfair to Judkins.
I don't care about unfair. Not because anything Quinshon was charged with, by the way. We're to the point where I think we've almost been too kind to Andrew Berry draft picks, and I'm going to, you know, I'll throw myself in the coals here. There have been too many times I've been like, it's just one drop with Anthony Schwartz. That's just 10 drops with Anthony Schwartz. And we do, and I have done that with his defensive tackles, Jordan Elliott and Tommy Togiai. I've done that with every which kind of failure he's had at wide receiver. So much of Sunday woke me up with watching Dylan Sampson and Harold Fannin Jr. and Carson Schlesinger. And by the way, those guys playing well is going to help some of my patience with Quinshon. I don't need him to look like Eddie George week one, but do I need him to look better than Travion Henderson?
Well, yes. First off, I don't think that he's going to get anything more than 10 carries in general. And so if he has Henderson's line in week one that he had with the Patriots, which was like 5 or 6 carries for 30 yards, that's kind of, honestly, that's kind of what I'm thinking he's going to end up doing. Something along that line of thinking. But like, even like Mason Graham, for instance, wasn't a home run in week one. I can't expect the world out of you right away.
I think running back is just such a yes or no position. It's not that guys don't come to the NFL and it takes them 3 years to become somebody. But when you're top 35 pick at the running back position, that's about as giddy up and go as it gets in the NFL. Like while yes, run blocking is like the, especially with Kevin, because we've heard this with Jerome Ford when he was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I sure understand that run blocking is important, and that's a huge thing that they need to see before they put Quinshon out there at a big clip. Okay, fair. Yep, he's still the 35th pick in the draft, and I still expect him to be the bell cow back going the next 5 to 7 years. And I need to see that this year, and the sooner the better. He can have 5 carries and look like a bell cow back. He can have 10 carries and look like a bell cow back. I need to see competence. I really do need to see that right off the rip with Quinshon, because I think the other rookies have proven, well, none of those guys are in the best possible spot, and they still produced week one as well.
Well, Genty had 19 carries to get 38 yards in week one. It's not like he lit it up.
Raiders fans should be concerned about that.
I mean, that was not, he averaged 2 yards a carry.
Yeah,
and they gave him almost 20 carries. Marion Hampton had 15 carries for 48 yards in week one. Like,
And he looked like crap.
It's not like he looked very good either. Like, but the point there, I think, is that it's. I think a lot of people have the expectations that right off the rip, you can just be great. And against this Ravens defense, that's a big ask. So maybe I've just curtailed my expectations when it comes to what I expect out of Judkins if he plays. I expect him to be, 7 to 10 carries. And if he averages around 4 yards a pop, I think I'll be pretty happy for a debut.
Yeah, that's nice. Right there. Yeah, because it's 4 yards per carry. And it's, what did you say, 6 or 7 carries, or did I say 7 or 8?
No. I said, 7 to 10, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
10 carries for 40 yards, average 4 yards a pop, and you saw sudden quickness and some burst there. I think I leave pretty happy.
I need to see competence at the beginning of his career, and then over the end of the season, I need to see a guy that's replacing Nick Chubb.
Yeah, and that's the expectation. When you get to take a running back the way that you did in the second round, you're expected to then have somebody for 4, 5, 6 years be that guy for the Browns.
Well, and let's just be 100% clear here, because Dylan Sampson, it's the old Trey Lance, Brock Purdy. If Dylan Sampson ends up being the better player and ends up being a 1,400-yard back, we'll all be satiated to some level. But right now, if Quinshon is Ramondre Stevenson, I got a problem with it. If he is, I'm thinking of another the Patriots if he's Ben Tate, I got a problem with it. And it's not, and I really want to make it clear. I think this is just, I need to start doing a better job of being they let go of Nick Chubb because it was the right time for them, but they let go of the previous generational back. This is Andrew Berry's job, is to backfill the guys whose Super Bowl window, whose prime he's wasted with bad roster management and poor decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, that'll be Denzel Ward. And maybe that's MJ Emerson. Hell, maybe it's Greg Newsome. Maybe it's one of the other kids. Maybe some of them haven't drafted yet. Eventually, you'll have to do this with Miles. Eventually, as of next year, you have to do it with Joe Bitonio and Jack Conklin and maybe Wyatt Teller and Ethan Posick.
For sure.
And it's. I'm not trying to be a tough-talking Tommy here on a Football Friday, but however much you see of Quinshon, I need to see the 35th pick in this draft, and that includes a lot of those glimmers and glimpses that you're talking about, because if at the end of the year, it's not apparent
that's the difference, though.
There's some level of failure there.
Right, but I do feel like that's two different conversations, though, because I'm talking about for Sunday, and then I think we moved it to a full season-long expectation for Judkins. If we get to the end of the season and he's not looking like he's worth the second-round pick, then yeah, we have an issue with that. But on Sunday, coming off everything he's had to come off of and all of this nonsense, my expectations are very, very low for what the actual output will be.
I mean, I think your and my output is I met you on your terms. So to me, it's more about how it looks than maybe the stats.
Okay, that's good.
I think a game against
the Ravens, by the way, is the right time to do that.
Josh Jacobs, and this is again, Josh is all full go right now. He had 23 carries, 70 some yards last night, and a touchdown. Okay, that's not what you're going to get out of Josh Jacobs every single week. Usually, you're getting 100-yard games. Week two, if you're a Packers fan, you got everything you needed to. Toted the rock when he needed to. Took care of the football. Looked explosive on a couple plays. And in the goal line, he mattered. I really only need Quinshon to do the dirty work between the tackles, because that was the thing that just failed. And it wasn't the running back's fault. It wasn't. But was it mitigated by the fact that the two guys that got the most amount of carries are guys who are change of pace backs or more jitterbug backs and maybe best served on the outside, 100%. Mm-hmm. I don't know I can fix the O-line. The O-line has to fix itself.
Yeah,
between the tackles, I need Quinshon to own that territory.
And again, they weren't set up for success in many ways in week one. And just by the personnel on the field in week one, they weren't set up for success. And that's okay, because the whole goal for what Andrew Berry was trying to do did involve Judkins in that plan. And he wasn't there week one. Now he's here. It should look better.
So that what I think is interesting about that is, and this is, again, I want to make it clear that this is an offensive line criticism. I expect by the end of the season to see somebody that's replacing Nick Chubb. At the same point, specific to week one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Yeah, that offensive line needs to do a better job this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, one of the few talked about storylines around Nick Chubb and his success that he had here was how great the offensive line was. We don't like to talk about it because if you do so, it almost diminishes how great Nick was. And Nick was so much more than just an offensive line or a product of the offensive line. But there were two teams that had the best offensive line in the sport for a four-year stretch. It was the Cowboys, who had Zeke, who was running like crazy. And it was the Browns here with Nick Chubb, who was running like crazy.
And the cool thing about Nick early in his career, remember, we're talking like 18, 19 Nick. He played in front of bad offensive lines, and he's still eight. So that might be where we are with Quinshon. Now, again, I'm not letting the O-line off the hook. I think they can be better, too, by the way.
They can only go upwards, really, based off of last week. There's a couple guys that played well. I thought Teller had a really nice game. We talked about Petonio. I think we both disagreed with PFF's ranking there. Yes, but DeJuan Jones has to be better.
216-474-0092.
Cornelius Lucas.
Old Corny Lucas. Are you expecting Quinshon Judkins to replace Nick Chubb? I was wondering how far I was going to go into that bit.
I really wanted you to go really far.
I didn't go far enough.
Almost like KFC levels.
I checked myself. Well, you never go full Colonel Sanders. Everybody knows that. Even if you enjoy his chicken.
I actually do like it spicy.
But no, I mean, I just think we're to the point here where if this is the season about young guys, let's see some of that promise. I mean, I feel so much better about this team, not because they lost by 1 point on Sunday. It's because that the young guys played and they played well. You know, this could be one of those seasons where if you do it right, if you're actually developing guys and be incredibly competitive for the first 10 weeks of the season and have a win or two and then a strong December setting you up for or feeling like you're setting yourself up for the next year, Quinshon's such a huge part of that.
No one's denying that. Yeah, he is. I mean, he should be one of the features of this class when we look back a year from now. He's part of the reason why everyone gave the Browns such a great grade when it came to the draft selections and everything that they were able to pull off. So, yes, there are expectations. I would maybe just temper the Browns fan that thinks he's going to come in there and go for 120 right away, 120 yards and two touchdowns and just be a real difference maker for this coming Sunday. Because don't know that he's going to get that many carries to even do that.
Could we get one of those, though?
Hey, well, I would love it. Yeah, like, am I upset if that happens? Of course not.
That would be awesome. The less I have to worry about that, the less I have to worry about... Because, I mean, listen, the bust word should already be on the top of your head. He got into trouble. He missed... He missed all of camp and all the preseason. We're now on this two-week exemption. Like, these are the kind of things that disrupt a rookie season. And that's why I am meeting what I think we're meeting each other halfway here by saying, yeah, 7 carries, 8 carries, you know, 4.5 yards per carry. Give me one nice run, maybe a nice goal line play, maybe a touchdown, and I'll be very satiated. But the every week we're removed from a maybe I would say a really good performance, the kind of performance you're talking about, the more that agita or that anxiety is going to build up just because he's already behind the eight ball.
Well, and if he just plays mediocre, let's say that, and then you get to a spot 2-3 weeks from now and the NFL comes down with their punishment, and then you just have to put him on a shelf for like 3 or 4 weeks, that's obviously not great either.
So we've got Myles Garrett sound to play for you as he's spoken with the media. We've also got quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.